God's Calendar for Israel, No Calendar for Us, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Danville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume XXIII. December, 1943. Number 5. Entered at the post office at Linville, Ga. As second class matter. In Daniel 9:24 we find mention of 70 weeks, in the King James translation. It should be 70 heptads, or 70 sevens. It means 70 periods of 7 years each. It adds up to 490 years. In this editorial I shall deal in years, as some of my readers will probably understand it better. In answer to Daniel's prayer for the deliverance of his people from the Babylonian deportation, the prophet was given to understand that 490 years were segregated for his people and the holy city, to shut up transgression, bring the sins to an end, make propitiatory shelter for depravity, bring Aeonian righteousness, seal the vision and prophet, and anoint the Holy of Holies. Of course Daniel knew that the kingdom of the heavens will follow. The period of 490 years was to begin when the commandment was given to return and build the city of Jerusalem. In other words, when the command was given, Daniel knew the kingdom was just slightly more than 490 years in the future. He was further told that there would be 483 years to Messiah the governor. The last 7 years were to be detached from this first period. In between the two, Messiah was to be cut off, and the city laid in ruins. So Daniel, basing his belief on the calendar given him, believed that future events concerning Israel would take place as follows: the 483 years would run their course. Messiah would be cut off and the city would be laid in ruins. The last 7 years would run their course. Then the kingdom would be established. Basing his remarks on this calendar, Christ said, when he began his ministry, the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near. According to the calendar, it could not have been much more than 7 years away at the time the Lord spoke, for the 483 years had already run their course. It need not take more than a few months for the interim events ampersand number 151, the cutting off of Christ and the destruction of the city. When it became fully evident that Israel would not repent ampersand number 151, of course Christ already knew it ampersand number 151, he revised the calendar, by giving to his disciples 7 parables dealing with secrets of the kingdom of the heavens, thus showing that something else besides his crucifixion and the destruction of Jerusalem would take place between the close of the 483 years and the beginning of the last 7 years. This period was to be parenthetical, but the exact number of years was not given. However, he did tell them that all of it, together with the events of the last 7 years, need not take more than the time of one generation. In Matt 24:24 he said, "Verily I am saying to you that this generation might by no means be passing by till all these should be occurring." He did not use the word "shall." He said "should." In other words, according to the calendar given to Daniel, and with the revision added, all should take place before that generation passed by. The secrets showed that there would be a time of seed sowing, but not much fruitfulness. This is the parable of the sower and the seed, and took place in that period covered by the Acts of the Apostles. The seed was the word of God, preached in that period. Other parables, especially the one concerning the ideal seed and the dynasties, and the one about the dragnet, show events that shall take place just before the kingdom is established. These will find their fulfillment in the days that are spoken of as the conclusion of the aeon, Matt 13:39. In these 2 parables the ideal seed and the fine fish represent those who shall go into the kingdom. But matters did not turn out that way. After the sowing of the seed, Israel was cut off. That generation and many other generations have passed by, and the last 7 years have not yet started. It is well to remember that Christ did not say all this will take place during that generation. He says it should, and it would have, but for the fact that God had another secret, concealed from the aeons in God, not in Daniel, nor even in Christ. It was something that he did not make known until Paul was on the scene. It is called the secret administration, Ephesians 3:9. This secret administration cannot be called any part of the calendar. No period of years is mentioned, nor are we given any hint as to the length of time required to bring it to pass. It is the time in which God is calling out His chosen ones who are to become the Ecclesia, which is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1. It is a time when pure grace is paramount. Those who deserve the direst doom are given the highest place in the universe, next to Christ. Not that we are actually in a high place now, as to our experience. We are experiencing just the opposite, and when we, as the members of His body, seek to be exalted and manifested, we are striving for that to which we have no right. It is the utmost in selfishness to seek to be manifested before Christ, our life, is manifested. We are not to be looking forward to reigning on earth. It is in much weakness that we are to serve now, and such service is not in ritual, but in spirit. We are far beside ourselves when we seek to control governments, and to find for ourselves recognition in the world. But it is true that we are predestinated to be associated with Christ in the future when the universe is headed up in Him, Ephesians 1:11, and in all the generations of the aeon of the aeons, we will be second only to Christ in importance. What a wonderful expression this is, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we are requesting or apprehending, according to the power which is operating in us, to Him be glory in the outcalled and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the aeon of the aeons, Ephesians 3:20-21. The outcalled, the Ecclesia ampersand number 151, that means us, who are being called and brought in touch with Christ now, while Israel is set aside, and while the calendar is not operative. We have no standing in flesh, but in spirit we are very near Christ. And, second to Him, we shall be the greatest force for bringing glory to God during the last aeon. God's calendar for Israel will not operate again until the complement of the nations may be entering, Rome 11:25. The outcalled, which is the body of Christ, will then be complete. It is then that the evangel of the kingdom will be heralded in all nations, and the parables of the ideal seed and the darnel, the mustard tree, the leaven, and the dragnet will be fulfilled. How many years, besides the last 7, will be required for all this? No specific number can be stated. But it is true that we are predestinated to be associated with Christ in the future when the universe is headed up in Him, Ephesians 1:11, and in all the generations of the aeon of the aeons, we will be second only to Christ in importance. What a wonderful expression this is, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we are requesting or apprehending, according to the power which is operating in us, to Him be glory in the hour called and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the aeon of the aeons, Ephesians 3:20-21. The outcalled, the Ecclesia ampersand number 151, that means us, who are being called and brought in touch with Christ now, while Israel is set aside, and while the calendar is not operative. We have no standing in flesh, but in spirit we are very near Christ. And, second to Him, we shall be the greatest force for bringing glory to God during the last aeon. God's calendar for Israel will not operate again until the complement of the nations may be entering, Rome 11:25. The outcalled, which is the body of Christ, will then be complete. It is then that the evangel of the kingdom will be heralded in all nations, and the parables of the ideal seed and the darnel, the mustard tree, the leaven, and the dragnet will be fulfilled. How many years, besides the last 7, will be required for all this? No specific number can be stated. But let it be remembered that it was after he had revised the calendar given to Daniel, and had added the years required for the secrets of the kingdom, that our Lord said all should be fulfilled within the life of one generation. In this reckoning we must, of course, leave out the indefinite period required by the secret administration. As something like 40 years transpired in the Acts period, there cannot be many years after the rapture of the Ecclesia, or our called, which is his body. This will mean that the great city of Babylon will be built with incredible speed. This is the parable of the mustard tree. But it is easy to imagine that, after the present war, and while the nations are enjoying peace, apostate Israel will have all the resources needed for this hasty construction. It is not impossible. In all this we see the God who has a purpose. The crucifixion of Christ and the destruction of Jerusalem could not be avoided. God had decreed it. Likewise, the Jews could not do otherwise than disbelieve, John 12:39, 40. This was necessary, in order for the secrets of the kingdom to be introduced. Nor could Israel bring forth any more fruit than was produced during the Acts period, for God had determined to cut them off for a while, Acts 28, 26, 27. None of this disturbed God. He was behind it all. Likewise, let us remember that during the secret administration, only the chosen ones are being called, ampersand number 151, only those who are elected to be the body of Christ. No effort on the part of men will get any other person into the body. All others are callous, and there is no remedy for it at present. Trying to take the world for Christ at present is like pitching straws against a tornado. This is not an argument for doing nothing. We have the blessed privilege of teaching the Word of God to all whom we can reach. There is a message for sinners and a message for saints. We should faithfully proclaim these messages. We can go ahead with this, without arranging programs of our own. Let us follow God's program, and be sure He will bless our efforts according as it suits His purpose. And we should be the more diligent, since we have reason to expect Christ every day. Let us set no date for his coming, since we have no calendar. Let us wait for him, for our citizenship belongs to the heavens. What he will do for us when he comes, is an earnest of what he will do for all mankind and the entire universe, ultimately. Here is a most blessed statement, for our citizenship belongs to the heavens, out of which we are awaiting a Savior also, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure the body of our humiliation, to conform to his body glorious, in accord with the operation which enables him to subject even the universe to himself, Phil. 3:20, 21. Return to main index page